From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, January 9th, 2025.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Influenza cases are on the rise in Maine, according to the State Center for Disease Control. Dr. Dora Ann Mills, Chief Health Improvement Officer at Maine Health, says while an increase in respiratory viruses is not unusual 2 weeks after holiday gatherings,
unfortunately, we're also seeing an increase in hospitalizations and emergency room visits. And we're seeing that across Maine right now, across our hospitals at Maine Health, and I understand from other health systems as well. We're really seeing a pretty significant increase.
The Maine CDC reports that there have been 99 hospitalizations linked to the flu during the week ending January 4th, and that 2 people have died from the flu this season. The influenza A strains H1N1 and H3N3 are responsible for most of the cases. Mills says residents 65 and older, children under 5, and those who are immunocompromised should wear masks in crowds. And she says it's not too late to get vaccinated for COVID or the flu. Lobster industry stakeholders, including fishermen, weighed in last night on a proposed regulation to increase the minimum size of lobsters. Canada is now considering a similar measure for its lobster fleet. Jeff Nichols is Communications Director for the Department of Marine Resources.
That certainly would be a good outcome if Canada could implement the same conservation measures that we would implement here in the U.S.
Officials say the change is needed after a troubling decline in the juvenile lobster population over a 3-year period. The measure is intended to allow smaller lobsters to reproduce before being harvested. York County commissioners have signed off on a maximum $21.9 million price tag to build a recovery center in Alfred. The commissioners voted unanimously in a December meeting. County manager Greg Zinser told them the cost could come down, but approval was needed before the end of the year in order to use federal funds from the American Rescue Plan Act.
So the important thing is that the commissioners approved that number tonight so we can lock in the ARPA.
The 58-bed recovery center will offer a full range of services, including detox, residential, and outpatient support. Wild blue mussels were once a common sight along Casco Bay at low tide, but scientists say the population seems to have disappeared in past decades. Now the public is being asked to help locate clutches of mussels surviving in deeper water. Aaron Whitman with the Gulf of Maine Research Institute says invasive green crabs, a warming ocean, and other factors have pushed mussels to find new shelter. And the health of the mussel population can impact the entire bay.
So they're a very important part of the ecosystem, and that's why I think they're kind of a really fun species to study.
The Institute wants volunteers to go during upcoming extreme low tides and photograph any mussel beds they find. They can pass that information along to the Institute, which will use the information to guide sonar and underwater drone surveys to map remaining mussels. To participate, visit investigate.gmri.org. The Hearts of Pine, Portland's new minor league soccer team, has signed Khalid Hersey, the team's first Mainer. Maddie Smith has more.
The former Lewiston High School midfielder made it to the 2019 state final his freshman year and joined the University of Southern Maine's men's soccer team in 2023. The Hearts of Pine had an open tryout in December with 100 players, and Hersey stood out as the MVP of the tryout, according to a statement from the team. He was offered a contract 5 days later. Hersey said in the same statement, quote, "It's about representing Lewiston, my family, and everyone who dreams of making it from Maine." The team signed Michelle Poon-Angeron last month as its first addition to the roster. The Hearts of Pine's inaugural season begins March 29th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
The Maine Department of Transportation has chosen a Unity-based company to operate the freight railroad line that stretches from Brunswick to Rockland. Maine Switching Services currently repairs rail cars and provides car switching services to paper mills in Rumford and Skowhegan. According to the DOT, the company plans to resume freight service this spring along the Rockland Branch Railroad, and plans to offer scenic train excursions by the fall. But Maine Switching Services has not proposed operating passenger rail service along the line. There has been a push for several years to extend Amtrak Downeaster service from Brunswick to Rockland. However, those plans were put on hold when the Rockland Line's previous operator, Midcoast Rail Service, ceased operations in August. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the TV adaptation of 100 Years of Solitude. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.